So we're talking about stories. So what's the story behind Hideaway? How was that song written?
How is it what?
How was it written? What inspired it? When was that light bulb moment?
The light bulb moment for that song, basically, I had a chord progression. And when I write, it generally tends to be more melodic or harmonious. But the chord progression for that one was kind of a haunting thing. And I'm a sucker for big ballads. And when I write, I usually tend to write at like a slower beat per minute or slower pace. And my producers sometimes are like, okay, well, let's try this one and flip it over. And like one of the songs on the record was written as a big love ballad. But then John Coggins, my producer, came to me. He's like, hey, I have a really cool concept for this. What if we flip it and make it like a really cool, fun commercial pop sound? And it turns out to be like the fastest paced song on the record, mm-hmm. but it's got the same meaning. So it's cool that you can get music and it's malleable. But Hideaway was started off as very haunting. I was kind of not in like a dark place, but again, with all that stress and leaving work and needing to do some soul search, I just sat down at the keys and this progression kind of came to me. And I'd been tinkering with it for a little while, like, you know, basic chord structure stuff. And I just kind of ruminated with it and sat there and marinated. And and it was kind of a thing where I was like, I was feeling like I was in the eye of the storm and all these facets in my life, and I needed to find a way to be grounded. And then as the song kind of came out, it was more like Hideaway, like I need to hide away. Can I hide away in you? Can you give me your arms? Cause I need like a hug. I need that thing right now. I need somebody to tell me it's going to be okay. But then as I started going through it, I was like, you know what? This is cool and cathartic, but it's also like, I am the one that's going to make it okay for me. And you know, you can have all the external support in the world, but if you can't find the strength within yourself, which mm-hmm. everybody has, it's just a matter of finding where that is. It's, you know, you're not going to be able to move forward and take that next step. And it's, so it kind of came as a song that kind of got flipped on its head with the same term, Hideaway, as opposed to like, when can I hide away? It's like, when you want to hide away. Like, and then it became a thing where I was like, almost speaking to myself, where I was like, I can take you on. I can take on your weight. Taylor, you've got this. But then it also is cool because the way that the song ended up being structured, it's kind of anthemic in a way where it's like, I can take that on for other people. Other people can take that on for me. So it speaks in both of those, you know, external and internal kind of factors, like, I guess, arenas, I guess is a better way to put it.
I gotcha. Okay.